Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty, we're back. Episode 73, boys. We're almost at 100. We're like 35 episodes away from being at 100.
Yeah, that's good math.
It's not even that many.
No, that's like half a year.
Yeah, we're just chilling.
35 weeks is exactly half a year.
Yep.
Do you guys like the sound of me drinking? Yeah,
only if you're drinking sweet tea.
I'm drinking sweet tea down in the south.
I'm drinking sweet tea too.
I don't like sweet tea.
Well, that's okay.
You are. Johnny's been a Bitter Betty fun sucker all day, hasn't he?
He has been.
What have I been doing? Lay it on
right,
me.
Oh, man.
Right from your first tee shot, I knew you were going to be a grump all day today at golf.
This is what it's going to be like all day today.
Yeah, I was just fed up. I was fed up with myself.
Hey man. Yeah. Yeah. We went, just for those of you that are listening that weren't with us all day, we got out of practice. Actually, we should tell the whole story because we had a stressful
day
on the, well, I wouldn't say it's a stressful day. We had a stressful time getting to the golf course after
practice. So stressful.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon. After we went out for lunch with the boys. So yeah, no, tough day. But what did we do? We had practice. Practice was good. Boys were working hard.
Oh, thank you. Snapping it around.
Yeah, no, practice was good today. We had a lot of school kids that come to the practice and watch, and then we got to take pictures with them after. So that was fun. Always good to. It was fun having people at practice. Actually, normally the rink's empty, but
it was a little bit of a better atmosphere, I'd say.
I'd say so, and the kids were pretty excited. So it was good to have that happen, and obviously spend time with them after, which was fun. And so then after that, we got out of the rink and turned out to be. We came out of the rink, which was cold, and we looked outside, and there was not a cloud to be seen.
Yeah.
And it was about 25 degrees Celsius.
And you know what that means.
Normally, it would mean we just go sit in the apartment and watch TV, but not today.
We changed it up.
No, today we went to a local watering hole where we get some coupons and got some food. Johnny got some oysters, which was... interesting move.
Yeah, a couple of us did. Hey, they had oysters on the sign, so figured why not. And with the coupon, you kidding
me? When in Rome.
Yeah, you got to jump on that opportunity.
Yeah, when in Hoover, Alabama, you get oysters.
that's what they say when you come in. So
I have heard that.
Anyways, we grabbed some lunch. Then we had a tee time at 2 o'clock, which we were cutting it close because we got to the restaurant around 12:30, ate, and had a little trouble figuring out the bill situation. So obviously that put a little hitch in our saddle, and we didn't get out of there until 1:50. And the golf course was half an hour away. So needless to say, we weren't on time for our tee time. Mm-hmm. So we had to pack up from the restaurant and head back to the apartments, throw on the nice collared shirt, grab the clubs and head down to the golf course with our buddy Turch. And, yeah, we were about 15 minutes late for the tee time, which was, it was fine when there was no one in front of us. And then, yeah, right from the first tee shot, Johnny, let's get back on that. Johnny was being a grump.
I don't think I was being a grump.
You could tell you didn't want to be there.
After maybe like the third hole, then I got tired. I was just like, ah, I wasn't playing good. I think I made two good shots the whole fucking round, and they were both putts. So that's not good.
Yeah, you made like a 50-foot putt
and
yeah,
screamed at the top of his lungs
over a hill.
Yeah, I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you jumped out of your shoes for that one. The whole golf course heard good.
You gotta let them know.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. And we almost got hit by a golf ball, which was fun.
Turch was not happy about that.
I didn't even see that. Did you guys yell something at them?
He doesn't normally talk to other people, and
Turch did. Yeah, he screamed at them.
What'd he say?
He's like, thanks. He's like, thanks for the heads up.
Oh.
Yeah, and Turch doesn't say boo normally.
No, he never talks.
I didn't even know. Yeah.
Maybe it's because he wasn't playing good.
Yeah. Marty was on fire, though.
Yeah, Marty, you played well today.
Yeah, first time since, like, what? When's the last time we went golfing here? October?
Last time you went golfing here, yeah.
Well, last time you went golfing, before Christmas, for sure.
Yeah, me and Tav have ventured out
Johnny
a couple
times. Johnny and I have been quite a few times.
Ventured out to the golf course.
When we feel like it, you know.
Only when it's a sunny day. And we really have nothing to do.
Johnny had one of the quotes of the day on... Johnny, you had one of the quotes on the quotes of the day on the golf. Actually, I don't know which one of you it was. It was one of you two. When I was saying that, because we were playing against each other, and I said, I can't let you guys hang around for too long. Mm-hmm. And then one of you said, like a TV show in our house, we can't let it hang around.
I don't think that was me.
Did I say that? I
was Johnny
remember
then.
Saying that.
I'm not clever
I do remember
enough
saying
to think
we
that.
Don't let.
Okay, well.
I guess I'm the clever one then.
That would have been you then, Johnny.
Yep.
You clever bastard, you.
Yes, sir. That's me.
Anyways, I did get tired after the probably the 10th hole. I was like, okay, let's pack this up.
Same here.
Then we battled through another couple holes, and then we just called it quits after a par three.
Yeah, exactly.
Ended on a high note. I got a par.
You know what? Oh, good for you.
I got a par two.
What'd you get, Johnny?
But let's not bring that energy to the show, boys. We got some recording to do. We got some podcasting going on.
Yeah, Johnny, this is the most energy you've shown all day.
It's because we're entertaining right now. We got to be entertainers, so let's slive it up a bit. Yeah, I think this is entertaining, right? Yeah,
yeah,
pretty sure. Yeah,
okay.
This would be called entertaining, through a microphone, talking to people from all over the world. Thanks for tuning in, by the way, everyone from wherever you're listening.
Let's have a couple snaps for our viewers.
We're listening from
a couple snaps.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, they're not viewers
or listeners. Listeners. Yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny, you're a pretty good snapper.
Yeah, that was my hidden talent. Remember we did that TikTok? Our hidden talents.
You can snap off anything.
I can snap off anything.
That was pretty cool. That was super cool, actually.
Yeah, that must get you. You must be a pretty popular. You must be a pretty popular guy at weddings when you can tell them you can snap off anything.
Oh my god! Yeah, yeah. If you want to ever just get stuffed in a locker, tell people you can snap off anything.
What's your hidden talent? You think other than that?
That you can strike a conversation with anyone for however long you want.
Yeah. Or other than when it counts, right, Marty?
Other than when Johnny has trouble in conversation when he can't find someone that you guys know in common within the first like 10 minutes. If you talk to Johnny for the first time, especially as a hockey player, he will try and find someone that he knows that you know, and he will not give up on it until he finds someone.
But it's because the hockey community is such a small world, so we're bound to know someone. But
no, I know, but
I don't know. That's my way.
I've noticed that.
That's my way of meeting new guys. Like when I get a new teammate, that's my way of like I don't know, trying to relate to them in a sense. Not trying to be weird or anything.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just
No,
it's just funny because like first question is, hey, what's your name? Second question, where are you from? And then it's, oh, do you know him? No. Oh, do you know him? No. Oh, well, you must know him. No, I don't know him. Oh, well, where'd you play? Oh, so you played with this guy. Yeah, yeah. I probably played like 2 games with him back in juniors.
Okay. The conversations usually go a little bit better than that, but yeah. you try to make a connection. That's how you try to relate to someone, right?
Yeah.
Not saying it's a bad thing.
All right.
It's always a good
Sounds
thing.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. No, I think. Are you going to, Johnny, are you going to get a haircut soon?
No.
I kind of need one.
I'm not getting a haircut. I got to stay loyal to my boy Gino at home. Shout out Gino. That's just my guy. That's just who I go to. When we were at school,
Does Gino know, does Gino know Joey?
What?
You know Joey?
No.
Joey. Oh, he's the other hairdresser in Hamilton. They probably know each other. Does Ralph know Joey?
No, Ralph knows Gino, though.
Okay, parking situation. What's the rule if you live in a cul-de-sac?
No.
I'm not saying this is you. I live in a cul-de-sac, too, Johnny.
So do I.
Okay.
You live in a cul-de-sac, Marty?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's settle this debate. Do you think it's bad to park in the middle of the circle so people can still go around? Because people do that all the time in my cul-de-sac. I'm guilty of it too, to be honest.
Yours is bigger though. You've seen mine. And we have the curbs.
Yeah, yours is more of a half circle.
We have like a curbside where you can park.
What do you mean you have a curb?
Like.
Yeah, I know.
When you enter it, there's like a curb where people can park.
Oh, like on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't.
I don't know what's going on right now.
We don't have curbs. You have curbs?
We have like a light post in the middle of my cul-de-sac.
Oh, so people definitely can't park there.
No.
Unless it's by accident.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, that way to strike up a conversation, Johnny. Exhibit A.
I don't know what's going on right now.
I'm trying to ask, if you live in a cul-de-sac where the houses are around in a circle, is it kosher for someone that's visiting to park in the middle of it so that people can still drive around? However, you can't obviously take direct routes. And I know now that I think about yours, I know it's different because yours is like more of a half circle than a full cul-de-sac. It's like a cul-de, but without the sack.
Yeah.
So do you think it's fine or not? Is what I'm asking. Why is it so hard to understand?
No, I don't think it is. In mine, no. In yours, maybe. Yours is bigger. Yours is wider.
This is a crazy conversation right now.
I don't know. I'm a little lost, but yeah.
Okay, whatever. It's fine. Have you checked in at home lately, Johnny? How's everyone doing? Like, is Nona Mondays still a thing when you're not around? Or?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's still going every Monday.
I haven't heard you you haven't called in a while though. Normally you call in on Monday nights and check in on everyone.
I've never really done that. I've never really called in.
That's not true. It's just flat out.
When have I called in?
Dude, there's been times on Monday nights where you either get a phone call from a cousin or your brother or something, or you call them while they're at Nona's and you just have a conversation with people.
Maybe like...
Am I wrong? Is that crazy?
It's a little crazy. Maybe like I've done that 2 or 3 times in the last 4 years.
Okay. You're bringing anyone else get the vibe? I hope our listeners...
Well, I'm getting thrown off by these questions.
No, I think I'm just, I think this is like the listeners will be able to DM the Instagram account and tell us if Johnny's in a bad mood or not. And that'll confirm.
You can ask me some questions.
Yeah. Ask Marty. I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just thrown off by these random questions right now. Like, do I call in? Like it's a radio show.
Okay. Call in. So Marty, what's up with you, man? Anything new in your life?
You know, nothing really. Just grinding it out in Birmingham with my buddies.
Yeah.
Living our best lives. That's about it.
No, I feel the same way, man. I'm just happy to be here. I'm having a super good day. I have lots of energy. And I'm glad that you feel the same way, buddy.
Good Thank buddy.
You. I appreciate you, good buddy. Johnny, anything to add, John?
Am I being the bad guy right now?
Yeah, you're being bad cop right now.
Oh, I don't like the sounds of that. I'm usually a little more peppy.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't know.
Back to sleep.
Maybe we could talk about our summer plans.
We could. I don't really have any summer plans though, so I don't really know what to say.
It's just because we always get asked it on like Cameo and stuff, so I was gonna.
Yeah, that's true. I don't really know what I'm gonna do this summer. I'm gonna probably. Actually, the biggest thing is I'm gonna be running that marathon, which I know we talk about every week. That's probably the number one thing I'm most in tune with.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not gonna train for it, so.
It's just gonna suck.
That's probably. Yeah, no. That's,
you think I'm grumpy now?
Yeah, no. I'm probably gonna have my headphones in the whole time. what about you guys? Want to talk about? We went down to Tuscaloosa this weekend. Had a good time.
Oh yeah.
That's a great town.
Got to see the University of Alabama a little bit. We actually got to walk around the campus.
Do you find it's a little bit of a culture shock going to that? Like visiting like a big Southern school like that compared to back home, like just in the sense of like all like the fraternity sorority row, like all that street there and like those old buildings and I don't know everything.
Well, yeah, we walked down that. I think it was parents' weekend.
It must have been. There was a lot of parents. A lot of parents roaming around
because there was like an insane and there probably was some sort of event that went down.
Yeah,
because
a lot of people had like numbers,
an absurd amount of people
on there. Like, did you notice?
There was a race. Yeah, there was a race that.
Yeah,
day.
there was a walk. There was like a walk run thing going on. I think.
Yeah,
I don't think people were just wearing race bibs for fun, but
like a mini marathon.
I could be wrong.
I think it was like a mini marathon thing going on there, but yeah, parents' weekend and.
How long is a mini marathon, you know?
5K?
Okay.
Something like that.
No, it was. Was that your guys' first time seeing the fraternities and sorority houses?
Yeah, I didn't see those last time.
I remember telling you guys about them when I went there with my parents.
Yeah. Definitely didn't see those last time I was there. But, we didn't really venture down that way. But, this time we did, obviously, and you just look at them, you're like, holy shit, that's insane. I don't know. Crazy
compared to the Marriott.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the in-depth breakdown, dude.
How else do you want me to break down a house?
That was legitimately the video of Dave going, superior houses, small, Chicago. Buildings big, basically what you just said.
Yeah, pretty. That's what I felt like I just said too. Do you guys think you could live in a fraternity house with like that many guys? How many guys are there? Like 100?
No, I think I capped out at 5.
I don't even know. Yeah, 5 was a lot.
But they get their own. They do get like their own chefs and stuff like that. So there are some perks, but
it's like living in a dorm. It's like living in a dorm.
To think me and you almost just moved in together sophomore year at Taver.
I know. That's still one of the like craziest things is that it was going to be just us two in an apartment. Yeah.
You guys were going to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then
and we were going to do it up until like maybe 2 or 3 weeks before we left school.
Yeah.
And then, plans just changed quickly because
we slowly picked up the scraps.
Dave was the first one.
Yeah.
We've told this story before, but so it started off Marty and I in the hut, which was five of us. And then we were like, and the hut wasn't, it's not a very, I don't know how you would say it, high value real estate building. It's not a very nice building. And so we were like, for sure, wanting to move out of there because we didn't really like the house. And they didn't have a dishwasher, which was like a big, big thing for us. Like, we really wanted a dishwasher. And so we were like, okay, we're going to find somewhere that's just us two, because him and I were like the closest friends we had there. So we're like, okay, yeah, we'll just find a 2-bedroom. It'll be easy. And then we started to become better friends with Dave probably halfway through the year. And then as Dave became better friends with us, I think we picked him up on the house. So then we were going to get a three-bedroom house. And then the funniest part was then Yelly came up to us in the middle of a drill in practice one day at the end of the season. And he was like, hey, I heard you guys are moving in together. Can I live with you guys next year? And we were like, yeah, sure. Just middle of the practice, like drills are going on, people are moving. We're like, yeah, sure. And then we never really talked about it. And then I think we found the Marriott a couple weeks later, and then we needed a fifth guy. And Marty knew Frizz from a little bit from juniors, and then we acquired Frizz in the deal.
Yeah, that was a late round draft pick for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a late bloomer, but yeah, when he got there.
Did you guys ever tell the story? Man. I know you guys told, like, I've heard it from you guys. I don't know if you've told it on the podcast, where when you were house hunting, that one guy was like the one landlord was just grilling you guys.
Oh yeah.
What was he saying?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
Crazy Joe.
Crazy Joe, is that his name?
That's what we called him.
What was he saying?
Yeah. That's what we called him. He that was the craziest thing we've ever been to, man. Yeah. So we found this house on, I think we found this house on Zillow, and we saw that it was for rent, and it was like really close to the campus. So we were like, oh, okay, whatever. We'll just email them and set up a time. And we emailed them, and he wanted to meet us, obviously. And he's like, yeah, why don't you just come by the house and we'll give you a tour so you can see it. So obviously we didn't think anything of that. So we're like, oh, this guy seems pretty normal, whatever. So we pull up to the house one day and get out of the car, and he's standing out of the front of the house in like full painter's cloth, like overalls. And so like, oh, okay. Like, he must've just come from work, whatever. We didn't think anything of it. So we walk up to the house, no knock, no courtesy knock. We didn't know people were living in there at this time. He just walks in the front door, and there's like two people sitting in the living room. He's like, hey, I'm just here giving a tour. And they're like,
okay,
what? And then so we go into the house. There are people are sitting in there still. He's touring us around. We go into the kitchen, and there were college students living in there. And he looks at the, we go into the kitchen, and there's like bottles of empty booze on the top of the cabinets. Like everyone does in college, when you have your empty bottles, you just kind of stack them up on top of the cabinets.
Yeah.
And he just, like, people are standing there. He goes, I don't know why people do that. It's so dumb. And we're like, okay. And then so we go upstairs. He's giving us he's just walking into people's bedrooms. Like,
is anyone in their bedroom?
This is a bedroom. He walks in.
He
walked into one guy's bedroom. The guy was playing Xbox with his headphones on, and he was facing the other way, and he just turned around and saw us all standing there. And he goes, and Joe's like, yeah, we're just giving a tour. You don't have to get out or anything.
Oh, okay. Thanks, man.
Yeah. And so we were like, whatever. So we were like, this guy's a little bit weird. And then so we go outside, and he's like, what? So you guys want it or what? And we're like, we don't really know. And then someone mentioned that we played for the hockey team. And then he got like really uptight. He's like, oh, no. I've never rented the hockey players. You guys throw so many parties and trash every house in town.
And we were like, what? We've never done that. And then so he wanted us to pay an extra $500 deposit to ensure that we weren't going to throw a party. And then he said if we threw a party, we were going to be evicted and all this stuff. And we were just like, oh, okay, yeah, no, we'll find it.
So he's a loser.
Yeah, we're good.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And we're getting back in the car. And then Yelly we were all looking at each other, like laughing kind of. And then Yelly goes, wasn't that guy super weird? And then all of our windows were down and he was just like standing outside the car.
Yeah. That guy
just did him up.
That guy must have had zero fun in college. That guy's a no fun zone.
Or he had too much fun.
Yeah, he knows every trick in the book.
Yeah, it was one or the other. That was crazy. Yeah, that was crazy. And I think that house was right beside the jail or beside the jailhouse or the courthouse.
Yeah,
or something.
It was like right around down there. Crazy.
It was a short walk to Builders, though.
That's what we were looking
for. That's the only reason. Yeah, that's the only reason why it would be mm-hmm. good.
It was in a prime location for that. And walk to Jimmy John's.
And Toppers.
But yeah. Toppers.
Yeah. I do miss Toppers.
All the favorite things.
The three restaurants we used to go to.
I miss.
Yeah, that was.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Just those random quad nights. It would happen like 2-3 times a year.
Guadalajara's?
Yeah. Where we just all go get margaronas at quads. And then you have two and you're like, oh. Then you have a splitting headache the next day.
Yeah, they had six 60-ounce margaritas at this place.
Yeah, with a beer in
for
it.
For 11 bucks.
Which is crazy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those were fun nights.
Marty, remember the time at the hut? There was this one time we were at home and something happened where we were like, we heard it where we didn't hear any, or actually we heard like a sound come from the basement and we were like, what the hell is that? And we kind of like opened the door to this basement that was like basically a pit of darkness. And it was like, you only go down there to do your laundry. And so we heard this like pop and we were like, what's that? And so we went down there and there's just this unbearable stench, and it was that our sewage system was backed up and the pipe like burst or something, and all the sewage was going all over the basement.
Yep, I recall.
Yeah,
that was great.
That was we loved bad. That. And then there was that bathtub in the bathroom upstairs.
That never worked.
Which never tried to work. you couldn't have paid me enough money to shower in that thing.
Wasn't the
and then the bathroom
wasn't the bedroom on the first floor in the hut? The door was like a closet door.
Yeah, it was like sliding.
Yeah, it was like a
sliding
on, like on carpet, though.
Like rippled kind of. Yeah, it was on carpet, and then the bathroom in that house was like basically inside the kitchen.
Yeah.
And that was the only working, like the only shower everyone used. So all five of us would use that shower right outside the kitchen.
I remember it, like when we go to parties at the hut, someone would come out of there like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, if we had a party, it would be like everyone's in that room. And then if someone needed to go to the bathroom, they had to literally go to the bathroom in the middle of the party.
Yeah, they had to split the Red Sea, like just fucking million people in that living room.
Hey, see ya. Yeah, I got it.
Gotta go.
Yeah. So, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
That is good what times. They say.
And we used to have, it was like such an immature time in our lives. So we used to be too lazy to walk the garbage all the way to the garbage bins. So we'd throw the trash bags just on the deck. And then in the winter, obviously, they'd all be frozen, so we couldn't take them out. And then in the spring, when they'd all melt, we'd have raccoons everywhere on the back deck.
Yeah,
and then we'd have to go outside. And
that house, like, there would probably be like 12 trash bags back there. Like, that's how lazy we were.
And at the Marriott, there was only like one or two on the back.
Either step, that, or we'd chuck. Yeah, and then we'd take them out when we went to our cars.
Yeah. And then
it's just so cold, man. You can't deal with the cold. Like, just a different way of life.
And then we would do the grease thing out the back window after we cook bacon. Open the back window.
That was disgusting. Dump the
grease pan. It's so bad, man.
That was so bad. You guys like burnt the siding on your house.
A little bit, yeah.
And there was like animals coming in and coming and licking that grease rock that you had going outside.
Yeah, dude.
There was 15 cats in our backyard.
That rock looked like a candle. It was so bad.
That's where Mort literally came from.
Yeah, that's how Dave, we found Mort.
Yeah, he was under a rock licking it.
That's when we lost Mort that one day. We found him out back licking the grease rock.
Under a bush.
Man.
Yeah. Crazy times. Thank God we're not like that anymore.
No, we're civil adults now.
Our trash gets picked up at the door here, so.
Yeah, we got valet trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, we don't got to worry about much.
But here, not valet recycling. Yes. So our closet gets filled with recycling.
Yeah, the recycling, we had to walk a little ways to get rid of it, so we just let it.
Just Costco boxes just built up.
Well, they get built up, and then
let me take them out.
One day when we decide to take them out, we just want to take a good amount out, so we just let it fester and then bring it out.
Exactly.
You know?
Any questions, Tav? Any questions come into the pod?
Yeah. No.
No questions? Really?
No, not that we would want any. No, I've asked you like six questions, and you've given me one answers on all of them this pod, so I don't know if we want any questions.
You asked me brutal questions. I want to hear from the fans.
Okay. I don't want to hear from the fans at all. I promise you that. They wouldn't like your answers. Trade deadline's over, so I know we covered it last week. Now it's crunch time in the NHL. Last 20 games of the season. The Leafs are sliding, Johnny.
Yeah, they had a couple.
You're the resident Leaf guy.
They've had a couple not so good bounces with O'Reilly and Tavares being out, so that's not going to be good.
Are they winning right now, Marty? I know it's on behind you.
It's a commercial right now, but I'll let you know when it comes back on.
Oh, okay. Just get back to me on that.
Yeah, I'll get right back to you on that one.
Johnny, do you think the Leafs are going to win in the first round this year? I'm going
to
say no.
I'd like to think so.
That's my hot take.
I'd like to think so, but I don't know if it's just been a trend of theirs in the last like 6 years or 5 years, however long it's been.
18.
No, of like when they started consistently making the playoffs.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Okay. Like, it's just every time, first round, out.
It looks like they're going to play Tampa
no matter what. So,
yeah, they're just, I don't know.
It'll be interesting for sure.
How do you think your Sens are doing?
3-2.
I think my Sens are going to make a big push for the playoffs, but I think they're going to fall just short at the end of the day, because there's like probably, I think there's like seven teams that are fighting for those last two spots. And I just think at the end of the day, they might not. They had a tough start to the season, I think it was a good start, and then a tough like first 15 games.
They're only 3 points out of a wild card spot.
Yeah, I know, but if you look, there's like five teams tied at like 68 points. There's like Buffalo,
Washington, Florida, Ottawa.
all at 68, and then what, Pittsburgh and New York at like 71 and 70 or something?
71 and 72. And Detroit's at 65.
Yeah, I mean, so it should be should be an interesting break. Like on the way, not break, interesting race down the stretch. I mean, it'd be something to cheer about at least. If Ottawa makes it, it's good. I mean, it's kind of like you're in that spot. If you're inside the playoffs barely or you're outside the playoffs barely, it's not really that big of a difference because your draft pick's still like mid-round. So it's like nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of teams dish their first-round picks for this year's draft too. So I feel like it's going to be kind of – it's kind of like doesn't matter at this point.
And what about their pickups? You happy with that? You happy with Chychrun going?
Yeah, I like him. I worked out with him a couple times, like back when I was like a legit prospect. Just kidding. But no, he worked out at the same place I did like probably 5 or 6 summers ago, and he was the same size back then as he is now. And he was like, he's obviously the same age as me. So, well, not obviously, but he is. I know you know him a little bit, right, Johnny?
Yeah, we did Octagon. We were roommates at Octagon Camp. It was me, him, Logan Brown, and Leon Dreitzel. That was the room.
That's sick.
You were roommates with Dreisaitl?
Yeah, before he went over to the Dub, he stopped in Ottawa because that was his agency, and that was in our room. And I remember me and Logan Brown were teaching him swear words. Because his English, like he could get by, but he didn't know a lot, and he thought the word fuck and bitch were hilarious. So,
really?
So every time we would say it, he would just die of laughter. So it was kind of funny.
Does he have a funny laugh? Does he giggle like Turch?
I don't really remember his laugh.
You think if we if we ever met him or if we ever got him on the pod one day, you think he'd know who you are?
Oh God, no, not a chance.
No,
the 4 days. I was always curious. The 4 days that I met him, like probably not.
Yeah. Well, he's obviously met so many different people since then too. So it's
yeah, and that was like when he first got to Canada. So
how do you even get involved in that thing in that Octagon camp? How did that even go for you?
So
I never had any like agency or anything like that when I was growing up. So I don't know about you, Marty. I never really had anything like that, but obviously
never did, but my brother
top
did.
Guys that I did.
When I was younger, I think I was in grade 8. So the way it works is like, there's like the advisors. What?
Should we wait till next week?
No, you asked how I got involved. I'm telling you when it happened.
Yeah, you were asking me that. Okay.
I'm telling you the story about how it happened. Now my answers are too long?
Okay. No, I was just wondering if you were going to answer.
Okay, yeah, let me get into it. I said 3 words and Marty goes,
dude, you were like,
I was trying to find my words. Anyways, I was in grade 8. I was in grade 8, and I guess, I don't know, the scouts and stuff come around at that age. They start coming around and stuff like that. So,
hold on, pause. Is grade 8 before OHL draft, or is that your OHL draft?
No, your OHL draft year is in grade 10.
Okay, so it's before. Yeah.
And then so
okay,
agencies start coming around too with their like advisors. So there's the agent and then the advisor to the family. And mm-hmm. I was one of the guys that they approached to go there. And Octagon was they're a pretty big agency. I think other than Newport, they have the second most clients in the NHL or something like that.
Yeah, they're pretty big. Yeah. I think most people that like are like involved with hockey know that agency.
Yeah. And they have like an entertainment section and all that stuff too, so they asked me if I would like to be with them, and then you give them like a verbal commitment, and because you're that young, like, and you're not making money like there's no contract to sign with them. So they're just kind of like committed with you until, obviously this didn't happen to me, but like until you sign a NHL or AHL deal, then they start taking a percentage. They don't, I don't even think they do that with guys in the ECHL because it, like you don't make enough, obviously, but they'll help you. They'll put words into you, talk to scouts, stuff like that. And then every summer they have a pro camp and then a camp for junior and minor hockey guys in Ottawa.
In LA?
No, it's in Ottawa because they're based out of Ottawa.
Oh, which one's the one in LA? Newport. Is Newport the one in LA?
I'm not sure.
Oh, there's one in Iowa. Yes. Okay. So it's in Ottawa.
I think Newport might do one in Toronto too, actually. If they do one in LA, they might do one in Toronto as well. Cause I know some guys with Newport and they went to a thing with them in Toronto and they like toured like the TSN building and stuff like that. But anyways, yeah. So that's how I started going to these camps every summer. It's like a week in August and you just go and you work with a bunch of different skills coaches that they bring in and then they'll bring in some of their like NHL clients and all that stuff. But so Dreitzel was with them. I think he was playing in the DEL at the time in Germany. And then he got draft. He was in the Euro draft for the WHL. I forget who he went to, like Prince George or who are the Raiders, Marty?
Prince Albert.
But he played in Raiders. Kelowna, didn't he?
Yeah, he then went to Kelowna.
He played in Prince Albert first.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. So he had just gone there and then he came over and I remember everyone was kind of talking about him too. They're like, oh, like this guy's going to be sick. And when I think he was like 15 or 16 at the time. And obviously he was older than me too. So everyone there was a lot better than me anyways. But I just remember watching this guy. I'm like, holy shit, this is crazy. He'd already played a year in the Dell at that age too. So it was crazy to see him, but yeah, nice guy.
Is who's the main agent for Octagon? It's not Bobby Orr's agency, is it?
No, that's the Orr group.
Is it Larry Kelly?
I think he's there. And then
that's a dumb question by me.
Yeah. Mike Liut.
It might've changed by now. Oh, right.
I know Mike Liut was the big guy there. And then the guy, he had all like the Ottawa guys. And Mike Liut's like number one guy was Ryan Miller when he played. Because Mike was a goalie.
Goalie.
He played for the St. Louis Blues in the 70s. And then my guy was.
So they're picking these kids up when they're like. They're like 10 to 12 years old.
I was young for that. There was only me and a couple other guys. Like, remember Will Bitten?
Yeah.
He was one of the other guys my age there. And then Chikrin and Brown.
Toronto won.
So you were young.
Yeah, I was really young. Thanks. I was like 12 or 13. And then I went to those camps until I was 15. And then obviously those other guys, they went on to have pretty successful junior
Jordan,
careers.
Don't rub that on your mic.
Toronto won, by the way.
Yeah, we know. And thanks for rubbing your face on your mic.
Awesome.
It's just my chin.
You're interrupting Johnny when he was finally getting going.
Oh, he's been going.
Yeah, I think it's crazy that they come after kids that young. I couldn't even imagine.
When you think about it, there's like some kids that are like 13 that are already committed to D1 schools.
Yeah.
No, I know. But like, I just think about myself when I was 10 or 12 years old. If that happened to me, I would have been like, my ego probably would have been the size of Manhattan.
No, dude, I was like nervous every time I would go because I didn't really know anyone. Like, I was like so timid. And like back then too, like I was like, oh my God, this guy's in the OHL. Are you kidding me? I was like just a dumb little 13-year-old.
Where were you playing at the time?
I was playing just minor hockey, like AAA.
Oh.
Yeah. I was.
That's 3 A's for people that are
in grade 8. And then I do remember like when they asked me to like go with them, they took me and my parents out to like a dinner and stuff like that. It was, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. But then.
Yeah, you're like, hey, Dad. Don't worry about the bill on this one. They got it.
Yeah, it was like a nice restaurant too. I was like, oh, this is sick. But yeah, it's never an never got a big head about it.
What did you? No, I just think that's like, did you? Yeah, you must have been like the shit at your school.
No, you don't tell people.
I would have been.
You don't go back to school on Monday and be like, I got an agent. Like,
some people would.
Unveiling your hidden talent of snapping off of everything will get you shoved in a locker.
Yeah, true. You ever get shoved in a locker back in high school or at middle school?
No, but I would get my locker bent. So do you know what that is? Did they do that at your schools?
No.
Like,
no. What that means. Also no.
They'd
bend the lock.
That piece of metal that you lock the lock on. They would like bend it up and it'd be like a pain in the ass to bend it back down.
Huh.
How'd they bend it up if it was locked?
No, the metal. They would like leverage the lock and bend up the piece of metal with the lock. Sorry, I don't know. It's weird, but yeah, that's the only thing that would happen at our school.
I was a freshman in high school. They used to tell us that there was a pool in the basement, and that we had to buy a ticket to go to the pool. And there was no pool in the basement.
They just pocket the money for their senior skip day.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that one out the hard way.
Did you guys do a senior skip day?
I did, yeah.
I don't know. We did it was called Senior Tequila Sunrise. And basically one of the last weekends of high school, you go to the soccer field and you just bring a tent and like everyone camps out and you just stay up all night and just do whatever teenagers do. And I remember we had a girl in our grade who was a police officer. Her mom was a police officer. She wasn't a police officer because she was in high school still. But yeah, she was like 21 Jump Street. No, her mom was a police officer, and she caught wind that I was doing this, and she came by in her cruiser and like pointed the big like beam flash on the thing, and so everyone just started scrambling and sprinting around because we were drinking underage, yeah. I guess. Not me, but people that
no,
I was with.
No, no, that. Not you.
And I remember we stayed up all night, and I had a chemistry exam my first block in the morning, and I had to go write my chemistry exam on like 0 hours. And yeah.
Dude, I
stuck with it though, obviously. Took chemistry.
I remember when I was 17, you know, like just like speaking of like drinking and stuff in high school. I remember when I was 17, I got traded to another team. So I think it was like a Tuesday or Wednesday night, something like that. And after practice, like I went in, I was like, hey boys, like I got traded. I just want to say like, you know, thanks for everything and all that. And then everyone looked at each other because like my team was like just all 20-year-olds. And they're like, okay, mm-hmm. like we're going out. And I'm like, what? Like, yeah, we're going out. So they took my phone and called my mom and said like, hey, Mrs. Pace, like, you know, like we want to take Johnny out for his last night here and all that. Is that okay? Like, I know it's a school night. We'll have him back home by 11. And my mom's like, okay, like, yeah, that's fine. Just make sure it's not too late. But they meant like 11 the next morning. So they booked a hotel room in London, Ontario, and we went out at Western and we're driving there. And I was playing with Shafe at,
you didn't think to mention like to your mom that you'd be back the next day?
No, because they went in the players lounge and they called her and they're like, they came back, they're like, yeah, she said it was fine. And I was like, really? Again, you're a dumb 17-year-old. And you also want to go out with the boys. Yeah. And then,
I don't know.
Does she know this whole story now?
Oh, yeah. Well, wait till you find out what
happens. Obviously she does, because he didn't come back.
No, I did come back. But,
okay, well, tell it. Yeah.
And then,
yeah, tell it.
I had my brother's fake ID. Well, you guys keep fucking interrupting. And, and yeah, we went there, we went out, and Shafe was on my team at the time, and he went and dropped my equipment off at home, and then I guess it kind of slipped out. Like he told my parents like what was actually going on. And so I remember like we're in the booth at this nightclub and I get a call from my dad and he's like, we're on our way. And I'm like, oh shit. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I got an hour and a half. I'll just hang out in here. And I get a text when they get there and it says, you either come out now or I'm coming in there. And I'm like, okay, boys, I gotta go. See ya. And then anyways, I get in the car. Hilarious ride home, just hearing it. But like after maybe like half an hour, they like my dad thought it was kind of funny, whatever. My mom wasn't so happy, but they made me go to school the next day. And yeah, wasn't doing too good in first period there. But yeah, that was my funny little story there.
That is pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that you would like, I don't know. The line of communication is just,
yeah, I was bad.
Lost in the shuffle.
I should have never let him take my phone. That's number one there. And then, no, yeah.
Sometimes you need your buddies to convince people, you know?
Yeah. And then obviously dumb 17.
There's no better advocate for you when you want to do something than your buddies.
Yeah, exactly. And then dumb 17-year-old me believed them that my mom was actually okay with that plan. Which she was
and
not.
Was she?
No, she had.
So did they ever call her? I'm confused.
Yeah, no, they called her and said that they would have me home by 11. But my mom thought it meant 11 that night, not 11 the next morning.
Right.
Because that's all they said to her.
Right.
Is we'll have him home by 11. And she's like, all right, yeah.
Makes sense.
Right.
And then they came back and they're like, yeah, she said it's good. I'm like, oh, really? Interesting.
Oh, did she?
I would have never have thought.
You call yourself, hey mom, so it's okay.
Yeah. No, as soon as I got the okay, I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be a great night.
All right, well, I think we're gonna end it off on that story. What a goofy pod that was.
Yeah,
just full of goof. And
that was full goof at the
beginning.
Thanks
for waking up halfway through, John.
Yeah,
no
problem.
People are gonna enjoy that though, because there was no structure.
There was no structure, and I was just completely thrown off at the beginning. I didn't know what was going on, so yeah,
that's okay.
It's okay.
Next time, we'll let you know you're on a podcast before we start.
All right,
everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Cheers.
See you, folks.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.